Recorded Books presents Screwjack, a short story by Hunter S. Thompson, narrated by Scott Sowers and directed by Innocenti Aksentiev.
Introduction. Dear Maurice, hello, have a nice day. Yes, mahalo. Stand back. I have finally returned from the wilderness, where I was chased and tormented by huge radioactive bobcats for almost 22 weeks. When I finally escaped, they put me in a decompression chamber with some people I couldn't recognize, so I went all to pieces. And now I can't remember anything or anybody or even who I was all that time, which was exactly since Groundhog Day, when it started. Anyway, that's why I fell behind in my correspondence for a while. I could not be reached except by the animals, and they hated me. I never knew why. There was no explanation for it. So what? Who needs reasons for a thing like that? Escape is all that matters, except for the horrible scars, but that is a different question. Today, we must deal with the book, which requires my total attention now. A brainless whore would not say this, Maurice. The truth is not in them. But I am not a brainless whore, and if I was, I don't remember it. Who cares? Shit happens. On some days, I don't miss my memory at all. Most days, in fact. It is like knowing that you were a jack bastard in your previous life, then somebody tells you to be careful not to scream in your sleep anymore. You start to feel afraid. But not me, Maurice. As for the order, I think Screwjack should be last and Mescalito first, so the dramatic tension and also the true chronological weirdness can build like Bolero to a faster and wilder climax that will drag the reader relentlessly up a hill and then drop him off a cliff. That is the desired effect. And if we start with Screwjack, it won't happen. The book will peter out. Okay, that's about it for now. We can wrap this thing up very quickly, I think. Indeed. And so much for all that. I have to go out in the yard to murder a skunk. And if I fail, he will murder me. Some things never change. In closing, I remain your calm and gentle friend, Hunter. Mescalito. February 16th, 1969. Again in L.A. Again at the Continental Hotel. Full of pills and club sandwiches and Old Crow and now a fifth of Louis Martini Barbera. Looking down from the 11th floor balcony at a police ambulance screaming down toward the Whiskey-A-Go-Go on the Strip, where I used to sit in the afternoon with Lionel and talk with off-duty hookers. And while I was standing there, watching four flower children in bell-bottom pants, two couples, hitchhiking toward Hollywood proper a mile or so up the road, they noticed me looking down and waved. I waved, and moments later, after pointing me out to each other, they hoisted the V signal, and I returned that. And one of them yelled, "What are you doing up there?" And I said, "I'm writing about all you freaks down there on the street." We talked back and forth for a while, not communicating much, and I felt like Hubert Humphrey looking down at Grant Park. Maybe if Humphrey had had a balcony in that 25th floor Hilton suite, he might have behaved differently. Looking out a window is not quite the same. A balcony puts you out in the dark, which is more neutral. Like walking out on a diving board. Anyway, I was struck by the distance between me and those street freaks. To them, I was just another fat cat hanging off a balcony over the strip. And it reminded me of James Farmer on TV today, telling Face the Nation how he'd maintained his contacts with the black community, talking with fat jowls in a nervous hustler style. Blundering along in the wake of George Herman's and Daniel Shore's condescension. And then McGar talking later at the Luau, a Beverly Hills flat.